I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with the American Awakening. It's Monday, the 26th of March, 2007, and I think I got a pretty good show for you today. You know, about Round Rock, I'm still looking for that rock. John tells me that there's a Round Rock somewhere here in town, but I haven't found it yet. Anyway, for those who had a headache or who have a headache, don't forget to call Headaches Stay Gone, 1-800-327-0727. Works like a charm from what I hear. If you haven't got a copy of Freedom to Fascism, feel free to email me, Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to mail you out a copy free of charge. And once you've finished watching the show, share it with somebody who hasn't seen it. I want to take a few minutes here and tell you, I've got a guest coming up today. A lot of you, or some of you may know, some of you may have heard on other shows. His name's Super Bowl Steve. They call him Super Bowl Steve. He's got an interesting story to tell. Thought I'd put him on today and let him tell it again for those of you who haven't heard it. I want to take a minute and go into some upcoming shows I've got. Tuesday, I've got the Reverend Ted Pike coming on. You don't want to miss that one. That one, we're going to talk about the hate crimes legislation. Evidently, they now have three bills in Congress. John Conyers just introduced another one, and want to get Ted on and get a little insight as to what's going on there. And we want to make sure that we call facts the Congress people, Congress critters, and let them know that we don't want this legislation passed, because those out in the Patriot movement are very well aware of what happens down the line if that legislation is implemented into law. Wednesday, we have a very interesting gentleman. I have a guy coming on by the name of Don Nikoloff. This guy's a journalist. He writes for the Idaho Observer. He's also a musician. He's got a heck of a lot of credentials in his background. But the interesting thing about this man, and I talked to him off air for quite some time, is that he's gone down the rabbit hole on a number of these people that are behind the scenes in the Federal Reserve, including members of the Bush family. And he's done a thorough job of investigating all of the above, has documents to assert validity in what he's saying. So that's on Wednesday. You don't want to miss that show. Thursday, I got Tex Mars coming on. Tex Mars, as you know, is Codex Magica. He wrote the book, and I've been perusing through that, and it's fascinating to me to see some of these signs that these members of the, quote, Illuminati, New World Order, or the elite, or whatever you want to call them, use to communicate with one another. I've seen it. I looked in the book, and I've noticed that when I watch a speech given by George Bush or any one of a number of these other politicians, they'll use these signs to communicate with one another, and we don't know, unless you've read the book, what they're talking about. Tex has also written the foreword on a new book that's just come out called The Synagogue of Satan. So we'll have him on the show Thursday. Next Tuesday, I've got D.V. Kidd coming on, and I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with D.V. Kidd. She's an outstanding journalist for NewsWithViews.com, and that'll be an exciting show. Let's see. I've got, I've got Art Burnclough coming on with the veterans. Put a call into him today. He's looking to get on the air and give us an update about the veterans and how they're cutting their benefits. So we've got a real interesting week coming up. You don't want to miss it. Is that the music coming up? Barely hear it. Okay, well, listen, we're going to take a break. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll be back in a few with my guest, Super Bowl Steve. Stick with me.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back with the American Awakening, and I want to go to my guest in just a minute here. I want to tell you a little bit about him. He's been on several different shows. The reason I'm bringing Steve up today is because I've got some guests coming up in the near future. I had a guest on last Thursday, Rosalind Peterson, who was talking about the chemtrails, for those of you who listen to the show. And I've got a guest coming up Wednesday that's gone down the rabbit hole and done investigative journalism on some of these members behind the scenes. And curiously enough, a lot of what Steve has to say in his story that he's going to tell you kind of fits in with some of these people with the chemtrails, some of these people that are going down the rabbit hole. So I wanted to bring him up today for a little food for thought. Without further ado, let's go to Steve. Steve, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Michael. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Good. Listen, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Are you close to your phone, Steve?
Yes, I'm very close to the phone. I'm having a little trouble hearing you also, but
really?
I think we'll be all right.
Well, let me put the microphone a little closer to my mouth here. How's that? Is that better?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, Steve, I'll tell you what. I spoke to you, as you know, for a little while yesterday, and you enlightened me on a little incident that happened to you several years ago, and I'd like for you to, for the benefit of our new listeners, kind of go through it with us and bring us up to speed.
Well, it was quite a while back, probably about 18, maybe 19 years ago now. It was back in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
I was a landlord. I owned 3 duplexes and a small house close to a university in western Pennsylvania. And I had some renters, and a lot of my renters were microbiologists. They started renting to me as you know, undergrads, and then they did real well, and they became grad students. And I had a real good time with all of them. They were nice people. They always paid their rent and were decent people.
Were you near a college and rented out to college students? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And anyway, there was this one guy. His name was Fred. And after everybody graduated, like, they all came to the university at one time and started renting from me for like 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they all left at one time except one person. His name was Fred, and he wanted to stay he wanted to have the house for an extra 3 weeks or 3 to 6 weeks because he had to teach a class for his professor. And I couldn't rent him the house because I only rent the houses by the semester or by the year. And, well, what happened, we had a compromise. Since Fred was such a good renter and always paid his rent and I never had trouble with him, I said, well, Fred, you know, I just bought a small little house over by the university. It's fixed up now. There is an extra bedroom in the back of the house. I won't even charge you rent. Why don't you please, you know, come on, you know, I can't rent you the house, but I can let you stay in the bedroom for free. And that was a mistake. That was in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the year 2001, when 9/11 happened, I got an eerie feeling about it. It sort of was like deja vu or something. And then when the anthrax attacks happened, I was getting chills up and down my spine because some of the things I was hearing, I knew I had heard earlier in life before, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And then one of the CNN announcers said, look, he said, whoever mailed this deadly anthrax, this was sophisticated stuff. They must have at least had a master's or a doctorate degree in microbiology. And the guy looked at the audience and said, we're asking the American, you know, the U.S. government is now asking its citizens, you know, do you know any microbiologists with either a doctorate level or an undergraduate level, real smart one, that may have done this? If you know of any microbiologists with this level of education, you know, please, you know, think about them now and see if we can't find out who this culprit is.
Mm-hmm.
And well, almost all my renters there for a while were microbiology students, and I went through them one at a time. There was this girl named Deb and Mary and, you know, going through them. And then I came and I said, well, you know, Steve wouldn't do it and this guy wouldn't do it. And then I came to this name, Fred. And, you know, there's something that just didn't sit right. But it took me like a day or two. It took me until I saw those letters. When those anthrax letters that carried the actual anthrax through the mail, you know, they recovered three or four of them. They started showing them on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I saw the death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great, I knew exactly who did it. I knew exactly who was responsible for it.
Okay, so how did you know that? I mean, take us back. You're telling me that you saw these letters on CNN or whatever, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so you knew who was responsible for it, i.e. Fred. And so how did it click with you? When did the light bulb go off?
When I went through the names of the microbiologists that I had rented to.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped at Fred's name. But I didn't know why, and then it took like a day or two later, and I mean, you know, an evening when I went to bed, you know, I'd actually pray and, you know, for protection for America and that these people would get caught. And, you know, I try, you know, but when I saw the actual anthrax letters on TV and read the Allah is great, death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great, I knew right away who it was. I knew it was Fred. Because when Fred was in the house, he was a real pain in the butt. You talk about no good deed goes unpunished. As soon as this guy came in the house, he started talking about sending anthrax through the mail. When I'd run into him or when I'd see him, you know how you bump into somebody that's in your house, you know, like a house guest or whatnot. You know,
well, I would say that you'd do that once in a while, yes.
Yeah, you say hello. Well, he wouldn't say hello. He'd say Allah. Like,
wait a minute. What was this guy's ethnicity? Was
I don't know. I think he was adopted, but he's a true blue American. White curly hair with blue eyes.
Okay.
Anyway, he always used to say Allah, 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 and I kept saying, "Why are you trying to imitate these Arabian people?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, he says, I'm working with people at the university. We're going to send anthrax through the mail after the year 2000.
And this was in 1988?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, expound on it. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, so I didn't believe him, you know. But then later on in the first week that he was there, he'd run through the house when he'd see me. He'd say, death to America, death to Israel. Allah is great, you know. And after a while, I told him, I said, Fred, I said, you know, I was in the military for 3 years, you know. You're staying at my property at no charge, you know. I really don't appreciate using that language inside the house, you know. I don't want to hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it a second time. He did it a third time. I said, Fred, if you do it one more time, I'm going to punch your teeth out. Now, you know, I'm trying to be civil about this, but I'm telling the truth. I'm going to punch your teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the next day he does it. And
did you punch his teeth out, Steve?
Well, what I did was there's a Marine Corps move where I got real close to him, reached up behind him, and caught him by the hair on the back of his head, and you pull it straight back.
Mm-hmm.
And it locks every muscle in your body. It's a terrific Marine Corps move. I was in the military police, so I, you know, understand. You know, I can handle myself.
You know all those
tricks. I was
going
to dump one that would have come out. It would have ended up in his pants.
Okay.
But he smiled, the perfect smile.
And you were pulling his hair back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
When I pulled his hair back, his Adam's apple was straight up to the ceiling. His teeth, you know, he smiled because he knew I was going to dump one in. The man had a perfect set of teeth.
Are you telling me that he knew that you were about ready to boff him in the face and he was smiling at you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Anyway,
I'm trying to visualize
was,
this, buddy. Go ahead.
I've already punched a few people and broke a few jaws in my life, and it gets kind of expensive, so you really don't want to hit somebody, especially not a smart butt like this Fred with this perfect set of teeth. I knew he was going to sue me. And I could actually see the blood running, because I would have hit him square in the mouth. I'd let him go, but I was pissed off and walked out.
Okay, all right. So we know we've got that.
Okay.
So let's move on here now. Tying this in with 2001, the anthrax attacks and so forth. Evidently, this guy is running around ranting Allah and, you know, death to Americans and this and that. What, if anything? I mean, how did you? I guess it's when the FBI or whoever contacted you, or they came over the television and they asked you if you knew anybody who was a microbiologist and help us get to the bottom of this. Did you contact the FBI?
Oh, yes, immediately.
Okay.
I actually only knew his first name, which was Fred,
mm-hmm.
but I knew some of the other microbiologists because some of the girls I had, like, dated and stuff, and I knew where they lived. I actually visited them maybe 2 or 3 years. This was in 2001. I had actually visited with some of the microbiology majors, not Fred, but some of the other ones that were with Fred,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe a year or two earlier. So I knew somebody who knew Fred's last name. Okay. So I gave the FBI the name of a contact person who would know Fred's last name. I did what I thought was right, and it took a while. And as far as I know, they investigated, but as they interviewed me, they said, well, look, Steve, they said this information's like 18 years old. There's no way that a person can remember what happened, this much detail of conversations that happened 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember this now I can remember it like it was yesterday. When I was in the house with Fred, I told Fred, I said, Fred, I said, if you mail that anthrax through the mail and people die, I said, you are going to jail.
Okay, let me stop you right there. We got to go to a break.
Okay.
Steve, hang on the line. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're talking with Super Bowl Steve, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. We'll be back in a few. Stick with me.
The- Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Back. I'm not ready to make nice, and I'm still not ready to back down. I've got Super Bowl Steve on the line, who's telling us a story about Fred, who stayed with him for a few weeks way back in the 80s. And I want to go over a quick overview of this. This guy was running around. Steve, you're still with me, yes?
Yes.
Okay, the guy's running around shouting Allah and death to America and yada, 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 and he was a microbiologist. And in 2001... at the anthrax attacks is when the light bulb went off, and you realize after they put it out on the airwaves that they wanted information regarding this. So you called the FBI, and the FBI evidently at some point in time questioned you?
Yes, by telephone.
Okay, and how long have you been with them?
Maybe about over a week, maybe about 5 or 10 phone calls in a week.
Okay, did anything come of that interview or the respective interviews with the FBI?
No, pretty much not, no.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but during the course of our conversation off of the air, you were saying something about this guy running around talking about, I don't know, the Illuminati or the New World Order or something of that nature. Is that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely.
Okay. So this guy was talking about certain events that were going to happen that hadn't happened yet, that wouldn't happen for several years later. For example, chemtrails. I remember you recalling that. I had a lady on my show last week. Her name was Rosalind Peterson, lovely lady, and she was talking about chemtrails and the specific ingredients that they're putting in those, barium, aluminum, et cetera, that's causing trees to die, causing plants to die, causing severe respiratory problems within people. Now, did this guy, you mentioned to me that this guy mentioned that to you as well?
Oh, definitely, yes. He called it aerial spraying.
Aerial spraying. Okay, and that goes back, this was in 1988, so this is before the chemtrails ever really started.
Right.
Okay.
I'd like to explain to your listeners how I was able to remember this.
Okay.
Okay. Like, I liked Fred. I thought Fred was a good Christian person. I thought he was, like, Catholic or came from a... He was well-mannered. But in our conversations, he told me that, no, he's part of the Illuminati, that they're devil worshippers. In other words, that he gets his power from Satan.
That he is part of the Illuminati.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
That he got into it because of his bloodline and his family.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
And then he starts telling me about how he's going to do these anthrax attacks. And I explained to him, I said, Fred, look, you know I was in the military. You know I love my country. You know I'm not going to let you get away with this. He said, Steve, it's impossible. He says, this isn't going to happen until at least the year 2000. Okay. That's mm-hmm. the start-off date. And he says, through military... somehow psychological stuff that they know that a person, he said, Steve, you won't even be able to remember my name in 15 years from now.
Well, you proved him wrong there.
And I said, what do you mean? I said, Fred, I know your name. I know your first name. I know your last name. I'm not going to forget it. No, he said, people do. He said, you can only remember things for 7 or 8 years. He said, and then you're going to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't believe everything this guy told me, but I was in the military. I was in the military police. I had actually even worked with the Criminal Investigation Division, CID. I did some interrogation. I have a 2-year degree in law enforcement. And what I did was I put in some markers. In other words, if a person lies to you, the story changes. If you put in these little markers, like what color was the left glove, what color was the right glove, and if the same colors keep coming up and you remembered that, the man is telling you the truth. Now, the man was getting his power from the devil, and what that man was doing was he was telling me his God's honest truth that I probably couldn't remember it. But what I knew that he didn't know was that my God is stronger than his God. After having discussions with him, sometimes I'd get so mad, I'd say, Fred, I can't talk to you anymore. I'm going in my bedroom. Leave me alone. And I'd go in there, and I'd kneel down and pray to God, Heavenly Father, if what this man is telling me is the truth, please allow me to remember so that I can warn the American people. And it worked. And my prayers were answered. Other times I'd leave the house and jog around the block and hyperventilate and say, God, you have to help me, because there's no way that I'm going to know this when I need to. Anyway, it worked. Praise the Lord. He told me about aerial spraying, and I'd like to tell the people what chemtrails are according to what this Fred told me they were.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. How much time we got before the break, Manny? 2 minutes? 1 minute. Okay. The chemtrails... Well, go ahead. I'll tell you what. We'll start it, and then we'll elaborate on it after, because we've only got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. What Fred explained to me, he said, look, he says, we're going to reduce the world's population with a bird flu. He says, I'm a microbiologist. He says, we found this bird flu, and when we looked at the genetic markers of this bird that gets a flu, it is only like it's sitting right on the borderline of being able to be transmitted into the human population. If this bird flu ever mutates, and it will, he said, within the next 1,000 years, this bird flu will hit the world's population, and there's a lot of people that are going to die because of this bird flu. And he says, I'm the one that's going to knock that genetic marker. I'm going to bump it over, and we're going to put this... We're going to start the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's going to start over in Asia, and he says it's going to spread, and I got more to tell you, but I want to tell you. Okay, so the next question was, I said, well, how does aerial spraying play in this? He said, Steve, he says the human body is a miraculous machine. The immune system, if you cut yourself, all the body heals. And it tears down the immune system till your cut or your sore is healed, and then the immune system builds straight back up.
Okay, let me stop you right there. We're on the immune system. So we're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're talking with Super Bowl Steve. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, at republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. See you in a few. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Alright, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'm not making nice and not backing down. We've got Super Bowl Steve on the line, and Steve, you were talking about Fred communicating to you the immune system, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so he says normally after an infection, your immune system is unique. The body, human body is so strong, especially the people in the United States with all the good fruit and vegetables and meats that we have here. After the infection's over, our immune system comes back stronger than ever. He said, this is where we're going to get them on the aerial spraying. He says, we're going to throw junk in the air that's going to make everybody sick. Not real sick, just a little bit sick. And by making them a little bit sick, and we're not going to quit spraying, he says, it's going to start depleting their immune system. And the only way the immune system can recover is when the infection's over. If the infection never ends, it's like draining a battery without recharging it. And then when the bird flu gets released, we get to really lower the world's population. They want to take it down by 90% is what Fred told me. I said, Fred, I said, yeah, you know, your story's got a lot of holes in it. I said, number one, you're trying to tell me that you're going to use the military jets and stuff, and so you're going to spray this stuff all around the world. You're going to spray the United States citizens with chemicals to poison them. And he says, yeah, and he was smiling. He says, he makes drugs for the pharmaceutical company. He says, he says the doctors won't know to look at on the top of the very thin lining in the lungs and in the sinuses and stuff, that they'll overlook this small infection. And so all the doctors will blame it on pollen or air pollution and stuff like that. And he says, oh, we'll be able to, the pharmaceutical companies are going to make a mint on this.
Which, according to Rosalind Peterson, of whom I had on the show last week, who works for the United States Department of Agriculture, she said exactly that, that these symptoms are, nasal infections, raspy throat, that sort of thing, which is exactly what evidently was told you by Fred.
Okay? Right.
Yeah, so that fits. Go ahead.
So I said, Fred, okay, your story has holes in it. Number one, you're going to poison all the people in the United States with bad air. He said, yeah. I said, okay, how are you going to prevent them from being overdosed? He says, what do you mean? I said, well, you're going to spray. How do you know? Maybe somebody lives in a valley or something like that, and they get more spray than other places. Oh, he says, we've got that figured out. He says, how are you going to do it? He says, we have representatives in all the Veterans Administration hospitals, and the veterans are a demographic proportion of all the cities and all the towns across the United States. So all we have to do is monitor the lung and sinus infections that turn up at the U.S. VA hospitals. And he said, we'll do it overseas. And he says, by that, it'll be an indication of, if we're getting them too sick, we'll lighten up. If there are not enough people getting sick, we'll spray a little more out there.
Well, I said, Fred,
I really find this hard to believe. I said, what else does this chemicals do? He says, people won't care. I said, what do you mean they won't care? He says, well, if you cut your finger, it won't hurt as much. He said, we're going to take all your rights away from you. And he says, people just won't complain. They won't care. I said, people are going to care if you take their constitutional rights away. He said, nah. He says, they're more interested in football. And he says, besides, this chemical that we have makes people pass it. I said, now, I don't believe this. I said, where did you discover this chemical? I said, did you just discover this in a laboratory someplace? Or how did you find a chemical that would give people a slight lung infection enough to bring their immune system down so that if they did really get sick, they might die because they have no immune system or they have a depleted one, number one. And number two, that it would make them passive, and I said, this sounds impossible. You would need test subjects. There's no way you could find a chemical that did this without, a lot of money. No, he says, I'll tell you exactly how we found it. I said, how? Now, I'm going to use the Dover Air Force Base in Dover, Delaware, as an example, and I want your people to know that I'm not saying this happened at Dover because I don't know where it happened.
Okay.
But what happened was back in the mid to late 1950s, when the new jets had just first come out, if an Air Force base got a jet, oh, that was a new thing. Everybody would watch it, and they were experimenting with jets. They were experimenting with flight patterns, different types of fuel, different types of oil. And one thing that they wanted to do with the jet is they wanted to have where if they didn't have enough gasoline or kerosene or jet fuel, where they could actually mix a powder in with the liquid and stir it up and be able to run on something that was other than gas or other than jet fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, that sounds reasonable. I said, what happened? He says, they started running these jets on this fuel, test jets, and the fuel worked so well that all the jets started using the fuel, and they were checking the engines for wear and tear and how much damage this new fuel was doing. And he said what was happening on this military base, it was a military base that had an esprit de corps, a military training where officers would come and they'd get their lieutenant bars, or they'd go to school. And what was happening was all the grade point averages. I mean, the grade point average for this military base, for this school, was known for like 30 years. They had the smartest and the brightest military recruits coming to this school. Well, the grade point average went down by like 35%. And on top of the grade point average going down that low, there was no esprit de corps. These guys didn't want to fight. They were passive. They were a bunch of sissies. I mean, compared to any other graduating class of cadets. And the military was really mad about this. I mean, this was documented. This was a documented fact that they knew what that these troops weren't performing at their maximum. They didn't know why. They started firing captains and colonels and majors, and they brought in a new general, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. They could not get the test scores back up. They could not get the esprit de corps, the feeling to kill and what you need to be a good soldier, an officer, and a leader. It wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, somebody linked it up that look at the sick reports we have. Look at these people with everybody. Look at all the lung infections and the sinus problems we have. Look at all the what was called URI, upper respiratory infection.
Right.
He said this graph correlates exactly to the test performance results, you know, and the low and the poor performance of the troops. They all occurred at the same. Something's going on. Well, they linked it back to the jet fuel. And, you know, the jet fuel was kind of, messing up the air a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they linked it back, and so they stopped using the jet fuel, and they went back to regular jet fuel. And when they did, the test scores started going up, the graduating class, everything came back, and then all your sinus problems went away, all your lung infections went away. And so they said, well, we'll never use that combination of chemicals again, not in jet fuel. But Fred said, look, so what we did was we took that formula because we wanted it, because it provided us with what we needed. But he said, we threw a couple extras in there, too. He said, we threw in some heavy metals and some blood platelets and some semi-living organisms. And that's what we're going to use to spray the people with. And it just, you know, and it was really hard listening to this guy.
Right. Let me stop you right there and tell you that that's pretty much the same thing that Rosalind Peterson had to say to me last week, the lady with the United States Department of Agriculture. So it sounds to me like there may have been a little bit of credibility in what this guy was saying. Listen, I got a caller on the line. You want to take a call here, Steve?
Yeah, we'll try one.
All right, let's try one. Let's go to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on with Steve and Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. All things considered, being sprayed, though, especially on a day like today.
Are you being sprayed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, typically before a cold front comes through, you see the chemtrails up there. And
are they making any patterns and designs like I saw in Indiana last couple of weeks ago?
Pretty much overcast now, so
okay,
you really can't see it. But I think your guest is right on with a lot of the stuff he's saying. The passivity is something that I can really see a lot in the people. They're definitely being, I don't know, dumbed down would be one word, but I think it's more of a just lethargic I can see it in myself as well.
Oh, lethargic, hapless. I mean, they, you know,
yeah, you know, despairing and just, you know, I mean, this overall depression. You know, I mean, but I think your guest is right on. There's definitely stuff going on in America today, or throughout the world, for that matter. And
well, there's a lot to it. And this week I've got coming up. You know, I'm going to add a little bit more to this, but there's more to this story, and we're going to get into that in a little bit.
You know, J. Edgar Hoover once said that the conspiracy is such a monstrosity that most people, when they confront it face to face, will never believe it even exists.
Oh, right. They live in denial. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, if you're a listener, you probably know this. When I go out in public and I'm introducing myself to people and I, you know, give them a copy of Freedom to Fascism, if I bring up any issue, you know, and now I'm talking about these people that listen to mainstream news that are dumbed down by, you know, the Hannity and Combs thing and so forth. I mean, they just it takes about 10 seconds for their eyes to glaze over. You know,
yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, today people are. I would say some people are waking up, and you know, it's not going to take a lot of us. I live in a county of about 250,000 people. If we can just get 1% to actually wake up and realize, then we got them outnumbered. You know, 10-1.
Yeah. So, any comment you want to add, Steve?
No, that's fine.
God bless you, Steve. Take
all
care,
right.
Man.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff.
Appreciate your insight. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. All right, back to square one here. We're talking about the chemtrails and the fact that it's making people lethargic. I've got, you know, I did some, I have to admit here, Steve, I did some research on you and went in and Googled it, okay? And I ran across a couple of articles that I want to lay this on you because I guess it's this Fred guy that said something, correct me if I'm wrong here, but he said something about alleging to you that there's going to be, I mean, he predicted or said there was going to be a man-made disaster. Okay, is that right?
Yeah.
And also an apparent natural disaster, i.e. Hurricane Katrina?
Right.
And then also Israel was to give the land back to the Palestinians. Did he tell you that?
Yes, he did. And I tell you what, when he told me that in 1988, I laughed so hard I fell on the floor.
And it happened.
Yes. And that's how I knew the fourth thing he told me was that the Steelers were going to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, this is a heck of a thing. I actually wrote a book. It's more like a manuscript. I sent about, I don't know, at least 6 or 7 hard copies to the FBI and never heard anything back. And, you know, I was on the Power Hour and gave them a bunch of copies. I never received a dime for any of these books. I probably put 100 of them out as far as I could spread them over the United States.
Now, that book was called what, Anthraxed?
A-N-T-H-R-A-X-E-D, Anthraxed. Okay. And then there was another small pamphlet that went with it, and it was called The Bush Flu Pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You never got a copy, huh?
I never got a copy. Well, then, you know, but I'm relatively new to this network. I was primarily on mainstream in Phoenix. So, no. I mean, I may run across one here. I've been digging through a lot of books that...
Yeah, John should have a few.
Okay. I'll take a look and see if I can find it. But what this is, this Anthrax, this book Anthrax, is the story of this, Fred?
Yes, it's a detailed account of everything that I could remember that happened during that time. During the... most of it is what happened the last 3 weeks of May or June in 1988... And that's when this Fred was actually living in my home.
I see. Okay. So anything else that you can remember that this Fred fella laid on you regarding events that have either transpired as a, you know, coincidence or that are to transpire?
Oh, yeah. Endless amounts of information. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. You tell me. I wasn't there. The only thing I've got in front of me is some of this stuff that, you know, you'd mentioned.
Okay, we are going to attack Iran. There's no doubt about it. In other words, 9/11. Okay, he told me about 9/11. He said that they would use automatically, not remote control, but sort of like remote, sort of like autopilot. That they would use U.S. military cargo planes to hit the two towers, and that was going to start a war with the Arabs. They call them Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Why do we want to start a war with Iran or with the Arab people?" I said, "They're not bad people." He said, "Well, we're going to take the oil fields." He says, We're going to blame them for knocking down the towers, and that gives us permission to take the oil fields. I said, okay. And then he explained to me that when we go over there, instead of rebuilding the place, what we're going to do is we're going to build forts. And I guess we are building some forts over there right now, aren't we? We're going to be dug in real deep.
Some ports, you say? Ports, yeah, okay.
Military encampments that are dug in, well dug in.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that we're building like 14 military bases.
Yeah, that's
there.
Exactly what I'm referring to.
Right.
They're hardened, down in the ground type permanent military bases that were dug in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he said what they're going to do next. He says that's why we need the bird flu. He says the bird flu is going to start over in that area, and he says the U.S. is going to wait until the bird flu gets so severe over in China and Russia that we'll be able to just walk into Iran and take their oil fields, and neither Russia nor China will be willing to lose any more of their military personnel to the bird flu. They're not going to fight us for it.
Well, excuse me, Steve, but we've got, I don't know, what is it, 2 or 3 carrier task force over in the Persian Gulf right now.
Yeah.
Right? And so what you're saying that... Well, what you're saying that Fred told you,
right,
is that we're not going to invade Iran via, you know, strategic, regular military. We're going to send a bird flu in there?
Well, what Fred told me in 1988 was that he said, we wouldn't have made the bird flu unless we would have had a antidote for it. And so our troops overseas will have the antidote for the bird flu, one that works.
Okay.
There will be so many Chinese And in other words, this is a world population reduction plan for the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That they're going to wait until the bird flu kills so many people over in that area, then they're going to just walk in and they're going to somehow take the oil fields. I imagine they'll be, however they militarily take them.
Mm-hmm.
By force, he says, but they don't expect any resistance, not from maybe from Iran, but China's not going to get involved, and neither is Russia, because they will have already lost too many people to the bird flu. They're going to be hunkered down in bunkers. They're not going to want to send the rest of their remaining military out to fight the U.S., plus we'll be dug in so deeply that they're not going to challenge us for the oil fields. After the bird flu's over with, according to what Woodley told me in 1988, we will be in possession of the oil fields in Iran.
Okay, we got a break, Steve.
Okay.
Listen, I'm opening up the phone lines if you have a question for Steve. 1-800-313-9443. This is Michael Herzog, American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12-180 Shortwave. See you in a few.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm talking with Super Bowl Steve. We're talking about Fred, the guy, I guess, evidently was in the Illuminati, lived with him for a few weeks, and was telling Steve about many things that were going to happen in the future. Some of them have. Some of them may. Who knows? But I'll tell you what, Steve, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you want to go to another caller?
Sure.
All right. We got Paul in Georgia. Paul, you're up with Michael and Steve. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, my question, first of all, I'm having trouble believing this story here.
Okay.
The guest claims that he was a landlord, mm-hmm. and he rented to this man, Fred, and he was a great tenant, and he paid his rent on time, and everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he doesn't know his name or have a prior address on the guy. What landlord in America does that?
Well, no, excuse me. Okay, this happened in other words, I rented to him in 1988. 1988 was the year that he was living in my home. In other words, I started renting to him, I think, in 86, 87, 88. Okay, so for 3 years and 3 weeks, then the guy was gone, and I never saw the guy. Even till today, I never saw him again. In the year 2000, which was 17 or 18 years after 1988, I knew his first name was Fred, but I did not know his last name, and I certainly didn't know where he was living. I knew where his parent, I knew where he was from, and I knew where, when he left my house, I had to drive him there, and I took him to his doorstep and helped him unload the car.
Hello?
Can
I say something here?
Sure.
You seem to be very evasive when someone asks you a direct question. If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Herzog asked you a couple of times how it was that you knew Fred was the man who sent the anthrax, and you kind of hem-hawed around and you never directly answered his question, and if I'm not mistaken, I think you said that you felt that he was the guy.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You've been talking for an hour. Give me just a couple seconds here.
Certainly.
Now, I want to go back to what I said before, and I want you to answer the question. You are a landlord that was renting to someone, and you didn't know the guy's name. Is that correct?
17 years after the guy moved out of my house.
I'm not talking about 17 years
ago. I didn't remember his last name because I hadn't seen him or heard from him for 17 years.
I'm not talking about 17 years later. Why won't you go to where I'm leading you?
Okay,
you rented to this man.
I know his first name, I know his last name.
You rented to...
Yes.
All right, let me interject something here. Paul, good questions. Let's just take a deep breath and back off just a little bit. I will say this, that although he hasn't mentioned his last name, he does know his last name, and he did tell me off air what it
was.
Okay,
that's all I need to know.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, but that's all right. Go ahead and continue if you've got another question.
No, I just wanted you to comment on what, when you asked him about who mailed the anthrax and how he knew it was this guy.
Okay.
Did you get that interpretation from him that, quote, he felt it?
Actually, no. You know, I talked to him off the air, and it's probably my fault, Paul, for not conveying this. But no, he's not alleging that you know, this Fred gentleman is the one that mailed the anthrax. What he's saying here is that Fred was conveying to him that he knew it was going to happen. Okay, not that he was doing it. Now, this guy was a microbiologist, and again, I want to take a moment here and explain. I brought this gentleman up because the story he's got is fascinating. You know, whether elements of it are true or not true, I really don't know for certain, but I do know this. There are certain factions in this story that hold true with what's happening today, and
okay.
I thought it was good food for thought. Okay.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Paul. I appreciate it. Okay, we got to go to a break. Coming up on the top of the hour, when we come back, again, the number is 800-313-9443. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, at republicbroadcasting.org and 12-180 shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few.